first will be Colorado coach Mike McIntyre. Coach is online, and we'll go ahead and take questions.
Press star then the number one to ask a question. Star then the number one. Our first question is from Mike Wilson with CampusPressBox.com.
Good morning, Coach. How are we doing today?
I'm doing well.
Hey, since your team's on a roll, and how do you keep your guys from reading the press clippings, you know, becoming overconfident and just keeping focused on the team that's in front of you?
Well, you know, they'll read all the press clippings and all that stuff because of Twitter and everything there is these days. The thing they have to understand is, and that they definitely do, is it's our work ethic and everything we've done along the way to get here. Excuse me. And so that's extremely important. And then, and, you know, it's all about what Colorado does. You know, that's what we keep telling them, and they keep saying to us too. It's about what we do and how we prepare and how we do that. So it's good to get the recognition because they've earned it, but it means nothing when you line up and play Saturday. Nobody's thinking about that. You got to go play.
Very true. Now, how would you grade your quarterback so far this year?
Well, both our quarterbacks have played well. They're both, completing close to more than 70% of their passes, and have both played well. And so we're just kind of going through the process and seeing how Sefo's ankle is going to do.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Zach Helfand with the Los Angeles Times.
Hey, Coach.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, good. I was wondering, what's been the biggest challenge for you building this program over the last few years?
Well, number one, we were so down when we got here, and then we've got facilities now, which we didn't have. We've built our program up from, you know, we have the biggest junior-senior class, one of the biggest in the history of the school, and so we've been able to retain our kids. We have the highest APR they've ever had in the history of the school. So it's just been building the culture, the depth, developing our players, and getting them the culture to believe they can be successful, and we've started doing that.
And can you sense in the last few weeks an excitement it's just excitement around the program or around campus?
Oh yeah, there definitely is a swell kind of growing, and it's fun to see, and it's fun for our players as hard as they've worked, so it's exciting. But the key is you got to keep it going, and we play a lot of great football teams in our league, and we've just played two. We got seven really good football teams left to play, and an excellent football team to play Saturday.
And lastly, when you first showed up at Colorado, what was the first order of business for you? What was the most pressing thing that you needed to address?
Well, the first thing was recruiting when I got here because it was kind of the dead period. I didn't get here until the dead period. I had 3 weeks to recruit a full class. So it was just dive into recruiting. And when the young men got here, it was to start to set our culture of our 4Fs, foundation, family, future, and football. And get them to start believing in that, and it's a process of doing that, and then developing our team in a phenomenal league that had a lot of great coaches and a lot of great players.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from Chantel Jennings with ESPN.com.
Hey, Coach. I was just curious, with Steven Montez from Michigan to Oregon State, how much have you seen the game slow down for him?
Well, he played pretty well in our first couple games until, you know, we had to throw him in the middle of the situation in the Michigan game after Sefo was playing lights out, and when he got in there, we had just fallen behind. We went up and then they just fell behind, so it was a little bit of a tough situation for him. They have an excellent defensive line and some pretty good defensive players, to say the least, and he had it a little bit rough there. But I thought, he had a great spring, had a good fall, and we've all seen him make a lot of the plays now. Everybody's seen him make, and he's still got a ton to learn. He's missed some checks. He's missed some different things, but he's been able to make some plays.
So when I had spoken with him, he had sort of compared it to the difference. He said in the Michigan game, it was like riding in a car that was going 150 miles an hour, and now it's sort of just going 90 miles an hour. I was just curious with you as a coach, has it been that dramatic of a shift for you, even just watching him and sort of seeing what he sees too?
And a little bit, but I've seen him do all that in practice, so I knew he would be able to do it. And we have a good defense. It's not like our defense is poor. We've got excellent corners and big defensive linemen and good pass rushers. So the speed of the game, he's been seeing in practice all through spring and fall and camp. So I knew once he kind of got his feet wet that he would be able to play well.
Terrific. Thank you.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Kurt Cragthorpe with Salt Lake Tribune.
Mike, you talked about the buzz around Boulder, but how about just within your own facility, how much more fun is it for you and your staff to come to work every day this year?
Well, you know, every time you come to work, you're working to be the best you can be. You know, you're always trying to realize when you're in college football, you're trying to instill so many things in young people. But, you know, when you win, it makes everything a little bit brighter. So that's an exciting part of it, because football is a tough, tough sport. It's a time-consuming profession, and you definitely want to see results. So when you see results, it does make it a little bit brighter, I would say.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Kyle Kensing with Athlon Sports.
Coach, you mentioned the defense and just what you guys have been able to do on that side of the ball. What has Jim brought as being defensive coordinator, and how have you seen the defense kind of rally around what he calls within the game?
Yeah, Jim brings a lot of passion, a lot of expertise. We have an excellent staff with Jim Jeffcoat on the defensive line and Joe Tompkin in the secondary and Charles Clark in the secondary. Those are excellent coaches. They work really well together. You know, the other thing that's helped us is I knew we had good talent. I just knew the talent was young, and I knew Jim caught them, most of them when they were sophomores, and some of them there's juniors. So we've kind of built the defense, and they've taken to Jim, and the maturity and the athletic ability of our guys and the size and speed is really making a big difference for us.
And Woozy, a cornerback, obviously this week, you know, we got Juju Smith-Schuster on the opposite side. How big of an anchor is he for your defense as kind of a senior leader?
He's a huge anchor. We've got a few upperclassmen on our defense that have played really well. And, you know, Cheeto's a guy that's played multiple spots for us and makes a lot of plays. I would say he's definitely a playmaker. And, you know, he's got his work cut out this week. They've got some excellent receivers.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Mike, that'll do it for you today. Appreciate your time. Good luck this weekend in Los Angeles.
All right, thank you very much.